Good morning, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Did you know that thousands of your friends and neighbors are now insured by PharmaSure? They were advised by their trusted local agents that this was a solid company with the values they expect when protecting their family farm or country home. PharmaSure is ready to be a part of your family as well. Go to PharmaSure.com to find an agent near you. It will be worth the visit.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
Next time you find a good deal on farm equipment, get a good deal on the financing too. Right now you'll find fixed rates as low as 3.5% from AgDirect at your ag equipment dealer. That's 3.5%. AgDirect features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered by Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma. People who understand agriculture. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Rates may change. Ask your local dealer for details.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us here this morning. And Tom, talk about our livestock futures and coming off a pretty rough day yesterday. It was triple-digit lows across the board for those livestock yesterday.
That's exactly right, Dave. It was a terrible day for the livestock sector as lean hogs, live cattle, feeder cattle, all suffered triple-digit losses. Only the front contract February managed to stay away from that as they was only down 50 cents yesterday, mainly because of their tight closeness to the cash market. But we saw a combination of long liquidation, outright selling, the pressure to prices lower. We're also seeing some West Coast port strike also adding that negative tone to our livestock markets, as it's being reported now that some Asian food companies are canceling U.S. meat purchases due to the shipping delays out of the West Coast. So that's becoming a bigger factor all the time, especially for the pork. Now, we did see yesterday choice box beef up $1.31, select boxes up $2.80, total movement of 163 loads. We did see a very small cattle kill of only 97,000, and the cash feeder index was up for the second straight session by 94 cents yesterday. On the close, April live cattle were down $2.67. The March feeders down $3.27, and April lean hogs down $2.75.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Energy is Oklahoma's largest business, and OKEnergyToday.com keeps you up to date with the latest news. And it's free. Go to OKEnergyToday.com and sign up for our daily email newsletter, delivered to your inbox each morning. It's got the latest energy news, daily well completion reports, our daily radio energy report, and more. OK Energy Today is sponsored by Chaparral Energy, Industrial Control Solutions, and Energy and Environmental Services. OKEnergyToday.com. Subscribe today.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at these grain futures from yesterday. Well, the wheat futures ended up positive yesterday, and so did soybeans, but corn was negative on the day.
That's right, Dave. We saw yesterday a mixed trading session as far as price direction, but as you said, at the end of the day, only the corn was negative. The soybeans had the best gains of all yesterday. We also saw yesterday that Rosaria Grain Exchange estimated the Argentina soybean crop at 58 million metric tons. That's 2 million metric tons higher than what the Tuesday USDA estimate was. But we also saw this morning CONAB lower the Brazilian soybean estimate by 1.3 million metric tons to 94.6 million metric tons. That's very close to the 94.5 that the USDA estimated on Tuesday. Now, trading overnight has been mixed in our grain market. Not too long ago here this morning, we were seeing positive trade. Now, here at 7:20, our March KC wheat's down a penny and three quarters. March corn's unchanged. March soybeans up a quarter of a penny. March cotton up 9 points. March crude oil is trading $1.04 higher. The March dollar index is down 30 cents. And March Dow Jones futures 83 points higher this morning.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time today. And we'll visit with you again tomorrow. Look forward to that. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.